saw this story about people catching their parents having sex, like walking in. They weren't trying to. Just like, dude, oh my God, what's going on?
Oh, I would die. I would absolutely die.
And sometimes, too, that they were memories that they had of like when they were kids. So they had no idea. Like they were living in the house and they just hear their mom screaming like, oh God!
Ew.
Oh God!
We don't need any of that.
So the kid's like, what are you doing to mom? What are you doing? And then like one kid, I saw this other story. It's like, I thought my mom and dad were wrestling because he was a big wrestling fan as a kid.
Oh my gosh.
He's like, why are you guys wrestling? So 317-239-1009. Couple of different angles here. I want to know maybe, like, how did you walk in on somebody, like mom or dad or just something awkward, like a family member? Or did it, somebody else kind of walk in on you and it was really awkward? I don't have a walk-in. It was kind of like they looked in. I used to have this DJ van, and it was one of those big conversion vans that had like a bed in the back. The seats would fold into a bed.
Oh, gross.
It was great because it had all my DJ gear. And I brought that because I DJed like a big like summer beer Olympics party with all my friends. There was like 50 or 60 of us at this lake house. And I had a girlfriend at the time, and she was kind of freaky. And
good grief.
And she's like, hey, let's go back to the van.
When the van's a rockin', don't come a knockin'.
Alex, the van was a rockin'. And all my friends were like, Joe! They started shaking
my gosh.
Van. And she was cool. Like, we kept on going, but it was really...
Oh, my gosh.
It was really awkward, though, because you could, like, people were, like, shining lights in and stuff. I'm like, what's wrong with you guys?
No.
Like, go get a, you know, something else to do. I mean, do you have anything like that, too, where you've caught people?
Okay, well, I've never walked in on anyone else. Obviously, I haven't been walked in on, but yesterday, something almost happened.
Almost happened?
So, yesterday, I'm, like, always cold, so, you know, a lot of people that live alone, they have no problem walking around naked or anything, and I never do it because I'm always freezing. Well, yesterday, I was feeling warm because I'd been laying out at the pool and stuff, so I was like, I'll watch a movie naked on my couch, wrapped up in a fur blanket. It was very bougie and amazing, let me just tell you.
M-Y-K.
If you've never sat in a blanket naked, that was faux fur.
Remind me if we ever go to Alex's not to sit on her couch. I don't want her butt juice everywhere.
It was awesome. So in the middle of me watching my movie, there is a knock on my door. Now, no one ever, since I've lived in my apartment, has ever knocked on my door unannounced. This has never happened before.
Come and knock on my door.
So first of all, I'm terrified because I had no plans for visitors, obviously, because I'm naked on my couch. So I go up, I look in my peephole and on the door, and I see a man, and I'm like, who is that? And I'm so scared, and he keeps knocking, knocking, not saying anything, and I was like, who is it? And he was like, it's your dad. And I was like, I was like, crap, so I had no clothes on, so I had to like run and put clothes on, and it took forever because I was like trying to get dressed and stuff. And then when I finally opened my door, my dad was like, who's here? And I was like, nobody's like, where is he hiding? And he looked around my apartment thinking I had a guy in there. I was like, dad, there's no one here. I was like, I didn't know you were coming. I wasn't dressed. But if I would have had a guy, that would have been one of those moments. And it was scary.
317-239-1009. Hey, good morning, Anonymous. What happened with you?
Okay, well, kind of the same guy, two separate stories. So first of all, I babysat his nephew. And he was actually the first guy I ever did the deed with.
Uh-huh.
And he actually came over one time while I was babysitting his nephew, and later on I found out from his mom that he had said, while I was taking a bath, my babysitter, and he said my name, and Uncle whoever were wrestling really hardcore in the other room, she was screaming. So that was really embarrassing. Same guy. We are living with his sister now, and we had a condo in Florida for the summer. She invited me to stay, and I was like, oh, yeah, sure, I'd love to. Not knowing that she knew anything about the babysitting story. Like, I had no idea she knew at the time. And one time when they were both gone, they had a guest room. Of course, they had a room they stayed in, her and her boyfriend. So I invited him over, and we snuck into their room because we were like, oh, we're going to do it on their bed. That would be super fun. They're not home. That would be awesome.
Oh, my word.
She had an ex-husband, and when he came home from work, he burst into the door and thought it was her with her ex-husband.
Oh, wow.
And it was us in their bed.
Oh.
And I was totally nude, and I'm like, hey, what's up, David? It was so humiliating. On top of that, we broke their bed. So for the rest of the summer, we had to sleep on the broken bed.
Good Lord, girlfriend. You are crazy.
I guess I kind of am.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. That's a problem when you break the bed. There's no way really around that one. 317-239-1009. These stories are great. I want to hear who caught you having sex, or maybe, gosh, I think it's worse. What is worse, by the way? You catching your parents having sex, or your parents catching you?
I don't know.